Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I catch myself doing it. But like, really, it'd be most of the time when you talk to white people up here, it'd be kind of in a group situation. Like it'd be me and two white guys, you know, we'd be kidding around. Two blacks, two whites, or one white, two blacks, you know. But not really, you know. I catch myself, but like, it's just like how I'm talking to you now. I normally don't talk like this because I don't hardly say too much. I just say, you know, a couple words to people.
Yeah.
And when I just have to talk, I just go ahead and talk, and I, you know, my tone of voice changes.
Yeah. When you're in a situation like that, if you say that you might change where you talk around whites, other than simply talking more than you usually do, I mean, do you ever try to watch your grammar, or is it that kind of change, or pronunciation, the way you say words, or what?
No, it's just my voice. My voice changes. It comes out different. Like, I don't really watch what I'm saying, because like, I have a really good grammar most of the time.
Yeah.
But the main thing I try to watch is, like sometimes, you know, I get with friends, I start cursing, you know, like that. So I just try to watch my mouth, really, because, like, you can't never tell who you might insult by what you say. So, you know, I just really try to watch my language, if anything.
Can you tell a difference between the way you talk and the way your parents talk?
I mean, I can find similarities. I mean, it's a difference, it's definitely a difference, but I can find similarities. You know, some things they say, and like, sometimes, like, I used to laugh like my mama, and I had to get out that habit. You know, and things like that, and some things.
What were you laughing at?
I mean, whatever, you know, like, if somebody says something funny, and I laugh like her. And I got out that habit, though. And, you know, some things my father says, you know, I say it like he says it. Some things my mother says, I say it like she says it. But, like, you know, it's a difference, but then the similarities, you know what I mean?
When you're, like, if you were talking just informally, casually, with a group of your black friends, do you think that... is there anything that you would ever say in talking to each other that a white person wouldn't understand? Like some kind of lingo or, you know, way of saying things, expressions? You, like I was asking you about cracking on somebody. Do whites use that?
No, because the other day I told this dude I was cracking on somebody. He said, what? He said, you mean making fun of him? I said, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, some things, yeah. I can't really name them right offhand, but there's some things that people don't understand. And like, when I talk to a person, I try to, you know, talk on their level or whatever. You know, I either come up to their level or drop down to another person's level or whatever I have to do. So, you know, I get my message across to them. You know.
Okay. That's got those. Modern part of it, and it's rural business. You can make a start on it. It's 2 o'clock right now. Can you talk for some more? Or?
I'll give you 30 minutes. Then I'm gonna try to cook myself before I go to band.
Yeah.
Band is a trip.
Huh?
Band is a trip. We're supposed to have a concert tomorrow.
You got a concert tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow about 6. Did he say 6:30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6:30. Ooh, I gotta meet tonight. Yeah, okay.
Thought you mean band
meeting? No, fraternity meeting.
I thought you weren't in
it. It's a band fraternity.
Oh.
We halfway pledging.
Was it Phi Alpha?
No, it's Kappa Kappa Psi.